The following podcast is an Enticing Media production. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You are now socially obligated to pour yourself a drink, and welcome to The Drunk Squirrel.
Besties.
So, Rob, how are we doing today?
Damn it, you signed Pickett.
What's wrong with that? We didn't sign him as much as we traded for him.
Well, fine. You took Pickett.
I'm
still going to curse at you that even when we start recording.
Well, apparently he burned some bridges in Pittsburgh.
Right, yeah, he did.
Get Becky in on this conversation.
Okay. I feel feelings about that.
Yeah, wait a minute. How did I not know you were a Steelers fan?
I don't know.
Neither did I. I mean, I overheard you say that to Kenny. I was like, wait.
I already love you.
Yeah, how did I miss this?
I don't know how you didn't. So the way that I got into football is actually really funny.
Yeah.
I got into football the year that like Roethlisberger was suspended and like the Jets were cheating. And then the one like special teams coach had the foot fetish video.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
There was a lot in one sentence right there, Ben.
That is when I got into football because
I
was
do
like,
remember that.
Ooh, football's exciting.
Wait, the foot fetish got you excited for football?
No, it was everything. There was so much going on that I was like, well, this is interesting. I'd
Please
like to know.
Please tell me
more.
We're recording this.
How do we?
Yeah, actually, we are.
But she's adjusting levels.
I mean, even at adjusting levels. Foot fetish, football, Ben Roethlisberger. What the heck?
Well, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger wasn't the one with the foot fetish. He had other issues.
He has other issues.
Well, yes.
And then those all kind of quietly went away.
They did. It was very quietly that they went away.
Because I've even wondered that, you know, years later where it's, okay, wait a minute. How did that get resolved? Truly, somebody got paid.
Money. That's exactly how that got resolved.
Somebody got paid.
It's the same way that the anthem stuff just went away completely. You know, the national anthem stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was a thing, and then you haven't heard a thing about it since then.
Yeah.
And it was like somebody was like, "All right, enough is enough. We make a ton of money. Stop doing this," and it just went away, it seems like, and without any real resolution.
No. And side note, I do not forgive the NFL for the fact that, like, Ray Rice gets a spot of honor and Colin Kaepernick doesn't even get to play anymore. Like, make that make sense.
Yeah, it's a very... anybody that... I mean, the Ray Rice thing aside, anybody that doesn't think that Kaepernick clearly got blackballed by the league.
He absolutely did.
I mean, because they're, I mean, even now, well, I guess, I mean, I don't know. He's so far removed from it now. But at the time, even a year or two removed, he was still so much better than almost every single backup in the league
absolutely.
Even was. And some of the starters.
Yeah, and he never got to play anywhere.
Things just disappear without any, indication as to why.
Yeah.
And that stuff just goes away because, all right, there's enough money involved here. Make this go away. And it just goes away.
Yep.
So, anyway, we are... Oh, what's wrong, Rob?
It looks like Kaepernick might be coming back.
To the NFL?
Yeah.
Harbaugh. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Sorry, I just did a 10-second Google, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have to look at that. We'll have to look at that more later.
We're talking about Harbaugh, and the Harbaughs, kind of both of them, remind me a little bit of Andy Reid in the fact that they're cut from a different cloth, right? It's not very cut and dry with those guys. They're just like, all right, well, you know, if... They think you should. I mean, look back to Michael Vick with Andy Reid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Vick was completely blackballed from the league, and Andy Reid is literally the only guy in the league. And Andy Reid had a lot of issues with his own sons. They got in a lot of legal trouble and things like that. So he had a soft spot for a guy that needed a second chance.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where that came from. Yeah? Oh.
We still have some music playing in the background.
Sandcastle's on.
Yep,
hold on.
Sandcastle's on. Sorry. I just realized that.
You guys keep this conversation or whatever
going. I was going to officially taste the apple pie moonshine.
Well, and I think while you start tasting that, I have a great thought on how to introduce you again, because you are a returning guest.
As like apple pie and fire all at the same time.
Do you get the smokiness too or no?
No.
No. Although that would be a good...
It would be. It'd be nice.
A touch of liquid smoke or something.
Did you try it yet, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm behind, so.
As usual. Although you're two scotches in.
Yeah, I mean, but very, very, very small glasses.
Yeah, and I had one scotch and now this.
Yeah, I just had the one.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah. All right, so Kenny, in high school, were you like average student?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like no one would ever expect you to be hanging out with the gifted teacher.
No.
Yeah. So sorry. Where this kind of makes me feel in this moment is, you know, I got friends in low places, and it's you and me, Kenny. We're the low places.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was definitely like I don't know how. Yeah. It was some of it was lack of effort, probably. So well, let's just go there. That's just being honest.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I mean, it's the same thing. But, you know, we're hanging out with our gifted teacher today. And Becky, you're in studio again. And we said next time we'd have you in, we would be drinking moonshine.
Yes.
So I've got a source for moonshine. Now it's always apple pie moonshine. So that's what I get.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Is Becky our first repeat guest?
Technically, no. I was thinking about this because Craig has been on twice.
Really?
There was the first time that he came on. That was, episode like 3 or 4 or something like that. Because he was on right after Robin. And then there was the skydiving.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
It was an episode.
Okay. He wasn't in studio. But yes, you're right. You're right.
So he's the first one that's repeated in studio.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
So, yes, Becky is the first in-person, in-studio, not jumping out of a plane, returning guest.
And you would never find me that way. That's not my scene. And, I don't want to do that.
I saw Becky pull up, and she arrived in a car, not an airplane.
I did. My nice, safe Toyota Camry sedan.
Yes.
Well, now how that last episode went, I mean, we could almost seen you rolling up in a horse and buggy, pulling into those deep Amish roots or...
Yeah.
Deep Pennsylvania Dutch roots.
Deep Pennsylvania Dutch roots.
Yeah.
Weirdly deep PA Dutch roots for a city kid.
considering, and we're going to touch on this, considering what you walked in the door with, and I would like to, we have some ideas for a future episode, by the way, which we're not going to get into today, but.
I think we should talk about it a bit.
I mean, we can just touch on it a little bit, but yeah. So Becky like, was kind enough to bring food. She came bearing gifts.
I did.
And she brought delicious food. And I will let Becky tell you where it was from and describe what she brought.
Okay. So it was, I brought some Puerto Rican food. It was from Brothers Max, which is a little grocery store in Lebanon City. So little grocery store has a lunch counter, which is very typical and traditional of like Caribbean grocery stores. Like you can go in and get your groceries. You can also walk in and get lunch. And it's right near where I work, so it's pretty convenient. It's a place I knew about. and I brought, I'll say it in English. I brought yellow rice and beans and roast pork, and I brought what you guys would call empanadas. But if you're from Lebanon, everyone will know that you're not from Lebanon if you call them empanadas.
Well, I'm from Lebanon.
What do you call
Lebanon
them in Lebanon?
City.
Empanadillas.
Okay, I call them empanadas.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's how
they'll
people
know.
Will know, Rob.
they'll know you're not from Lebanon
you
City.
You grew up in Lebanon County, at least.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but it's a city thing.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
But
so.
Yeah, and that was some amazing food.
I said, you guys had come back here already, or you were in the bathroom, but I said to Mel, I was like, I lived in this county my entire life with the exception of 1 year, and this is some of the best food I've ever had that came out of anywhere in this county.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was great. Unbelievable.
It's really, really good.
The pork that you brought, I don't know what they're doing to that, but they need to keep doing it.
It's called perni. It's like traditional slow-roasted pork.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the food was really good.
That
so
pork was amazing.
If you're listening to this and you're local to Lebanon, you need to go there.
Yeah.
It's very Run, good. Don't walk.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not the only place in town where you can walk in and get that. There's another great place on 8th Street called Javi. That is mostly Dominican food. Really, really good there too. Mm.
I know I've walked around and been in parts of the city and just there are those hole in the walls. That's what I consider them. But they're amazing food.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And most of these places, I tell friends if I'm taking them there, like, look, you're either going to have to order in Spanish or you have to point.
Right. Nothing wrong with
it. I'm that. Okay with pointing.
Yeah.
Like, if I see something I want, I'm just pointing.
Yeah. So funny story, when I went to order the food today, so I was in that part of town because I had bought spaghetti dinner tickets from one of my son's friends who's a Boy Scout, and he knows a sucker when he sees one.
You're like, I know who will buy these tickets.
He's like, please, Grant's mom, please buy these for my scout
Please,
troop.
Grant's mom. You don't even have a name. No. It's Grant's mom.
No. And that's how they know me. They're like, Grant's mom. Like, yes. Yeah. I said, all right. I'll buy your spaghetti dinner tickets. And
it's a good deed.
Yes. Well, it was good spaghetti. It's good spaghetti. It's waiting for me when I get home, but my husband ate his portion before he went out and about today. Mm. So he said it's very good. So I know what I'm looking forward to. But
I have no doubt.
The pickup point for the spaghetti dinner was right next to Brothers. I knew I was coming here, and I thought, I'll just stop here and grab a couple things. So.
Well, it is appreciated for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So I walked up to the counter, and this is where this exchange happens. And this is probably one of my favorite things about being a Lebanon City kid. I walk up to the counter, and the young lady who's working there, she sees me. And we don't know how this exchange is going to go, because we can generally assume that we perhaps don't speak the same language. It's a fair assumption. Mm-hmm. So she looks at me. And she points and she says, yellow rice, because that is what most white people who walk in there want, because we can't make it ourselves. Ours is just garbage.
I have been trying to figure out how to make.
It's the seasonings.
I know.
It's so sad for us.
Just stop, Rob. Just go there.
Yeah, you just have to go there and get someone else to make it.
Did you see the pile of rice?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I did. But I do rice, bean, and chicken for lunch. It helps with the diet. And I want to figure that out because that's what I want for lunch. And I've even talked to a few people who are good Puerto Rican friends and they just laugh at me.
Yeah. I can show you a recipe. It'll get you really close, but it won't be exactly right. It just won't.
It's not going to be that.
No, it's not.
That's what I want.
Yeah, it's not. So she asked me that, and I say yes. But then I looked at her, and I said, y pernil también. And she looks at me, and this is very, it's like, I love this moment. When you find out that, like, you and someone else have a same thing, and then everybody relaxes.
She's like, oh, you're okay.
Yeah. And she looks at me like this exchange is now going to be far less stressful than she thought it was going to be, because she didn't know what she was going to have to try and whatever English she had. And she looks at me and she says in English. So basically the rest of our conversation happened in Spanglish, which I love.
Nice.
So she says to me in English, she says, oh, you have Spanish. And I love the way that she said that, because when you translate that directly to Spanish, it makes more sense, but it's just a different way of thinking about it, because I said, yes, I do have Spanish. I have a little.
But you used to, I think in the last episode, you used to have more Spanish. Is that right?
I have a fair amount.
Okay.
So to say I have a little is.
You're more functional than most people.
Oh, yes.
I would 100% agree with that.
I'm underselling. I'm underselling.
Yeah, don't undersell yourself.
But I also don't want to, like, overpromise a native speaker who I'm trying to have a conversation with.
I get it.
I'm like, you're going to have to help me a little bit. But I love the way, because if you say it in English, you say, yes, I speak Spanish. And it's very transactional. Like, I can do this thing. I have this skill. But the way that we were talking about, she's like, oh, you have it. And I like that better. I do have it. I have a little bit and it's mine and
you
it's
do.
Nice and I can share it with you. And that's pretty much how the rest of our conversation went. It was a little bit of English, a little bit of Spanish. I got the food and she said, have a nice day in English. And I said, have a nice day back in Spanish and said, thank you. And mm-hmm. it was just very nice.
That's cool.
See, a story like that is, that's the heart of why I wanted to start this podcast, where it's, okay, we can all come together and agree a drink is a good thing. Doesn't
yes.
matter what the drink is. But just mm-hmm. build a spark of community wherever it is. So I love hearing that because that's the heart of what I'm trying to do yeah. as well.
Well, it was very interesting because when Nell and I were in Costa Rica in October of last year, Nell was doing Duolingo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so she was really making an attempt. And it was amazing to see the people in Costa Rica, their responses to Nell attempting to speak Spanish,
yes.
even though she was a little bit good at it, mostly terrible at it.
Yeah.
But they loved the fact that she made the attempt and they had so much fun with it. Not making fun of her.
Right.
But they had so much fun that she made the attempt, even if it wasn't necessarily correct. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there like, duh.
No, I think people are genuinely glad and grateful yeah. when you're trying to meet them
of course.
In the middle and you're not expecting them to assimilate to you.
Yeah, and so many times us as Americans or English-speaking Americans, we're like, oh, you should have to learn our... Be like, well, it can go both ways, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we can learn yours, you can learn ours, and while we might not be great at it, either one of us, we can communicate that way and have a moment like that.
Yeah.
So,
all right, this is where I'm going to just jump in and complain about the education system because,
oh boy,
I think we should be teaching languages earlier because that's when,
yeah,
that's when kids are picking it up more. So that's my complaint.
Yeah,
on education
and some places do and some places don't, and that's just.
I wish in general we did. I mean,
I do too.
My regret when I was in high school is I took 2 years of Latin, a year of German, and a year of Spanish, and some of that was just kind of the nature of where I was at the time, but I regret that I don't have more of a base language outside of English.
I think it would be cool if it was required that you take a foreign language of your choice.
Yeah.
But it, you know, required to, you know, it would expand, you know, people's horizons from an earlier age.
Yeah.
I think, right? So I think it'd be neat if that happened. But
it's interesting. Ray's actually been doing Duolingo to learn Ukrainian.
Oh, wow.
Was
that his own choice?
Yeah, that was his own choice. He's got a friend who's from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
In the schools, and he's been talking to him, picking up some of what his language is, and then supplementing that with Duolingo.
It's really great to hear that Ray has, you know, the want to do that.
That kid is smart. I don't know where he gets it from, because it was not me.
I'm not talking about the intelligence level. The fact that he wants to, that he's open to that, speaks to parenting a bit, and, you know, pat yourself on the back a little bit, you know, because, you know, some of that stuff starts from the parent level. If you, like, hate people just for some specific reason, it's probably on the parental level.
Yeah.
Now we're going into a whole different part of the conversation.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, at the surface, that speaks to parenting. The fact that he's even open to those things.
It does, but I mean, as much as it's parenting, there's also this level of, and you can probably speak to this as well, each kid is different and unique.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my two are night and day.
Yeah.
As are mine.
Yeah.
It's one I love. It's the old saying, the old meme that where you know, you have one and you think, gosh, I'm good at this. I'm gonna have another.
And then you have that one, you're like, holy crap,
yeah.
The
and
house
then
is
the
on fire.
Another is like, oh.
Like, what did I do? How did I forget how to do this?
Like, what have I done? What have I brought on the world?
Well, and the thing that's terrifying is my second. I definitely look at her and I go, oh crap, it's a female version of me.
Oh. Oh, yeah. My youngest, he's me. He's yeah. me. And my mom just laughs and laughs and
oh,
tells me it
laughing.
Serves
yeah.
me right.
You got to love that.
I do.
Be like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks, Mom. That's really helpful.
I don't think I've heard that one from my parents since I've had kids, but they give that knowing smile where I'm like, yeah, I know. You cursed me with having a child just like me. I know.
Yeah.
Move on.
It is interesting the way you talk about that, Rob, because knowing you and knowing Mel and then knowing Addie and knowing Ray, like, I don't... Mel is very intellectual. And Ray, I feel like, is that way, too. But Addie has your quirkiness, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually neat to see.
And Mel won't say she's intellectual.
She is.
I mean, she and I both... as high school students were average, middle of the road.
I don't think you can judge someone on how you were in high school because it's such a whirlwind.
You
like,
can't, but I mean, that's kind of the bar we have with where the kids are right now. So even like middle school, it's okay. I was middle of the road at best. Same thing with Mel. And,
you're knocking yourself, Rob. Don't
no,
do that.
I'm not.
Okay.
Remedial freshman math my senior year of high
school. You turned out really great.
I did. But okay. Remedial freshman math my senior year of high school.
He's so humble.
He is humble.
I know. I'm the most humblest guy you'll ever meet.
We love you, Rob. You are a good person.
Yeah. Well, I've surrounded myself with people who help make me good, even in this moment. So
agreed.
How did we get here from parenting?
I don't know.
I was just trying to say... something about how, we don't know where Ray gets it from. Like this whole level of genius that's not Melinda or I at this age.
Don't knock it. Just roll with it.
We are rolling with it. I mean, retirement planning. All right, kid, make a couple million.
Write software, write code.
It is funny how like you see like different aspects of yourself in each of your kids.
Yeah.
Because like every time we see like, my kids are both musicians. I mean, my husband and I are both musicians as well. But every time we see something with their musicianship, we're like, oh, that's Jared. That's Dad. But every time they're like excessively and wonderfully kind to another human being, they're like, oh, that's you.
Well, I mean, I don't know your husband. So
I mean, my husband is a nice person. He is.
But I know you are a nice person, so I can, you know.
And I did just get to meet Jared a couple months ago for the first
time. Yes.
I did not. And one of these days, we'll have them on this podcast.
I know. It's March is tough. March is tough because their lead singer has his own, like, Irish, like, band that he tours with. So it's really tough for them to coordinate things in March.
I have a question.
Yes.
And the answer may be no, and if it's fine. Do they have any original music that they...
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Strictly covers.
Okay. No, that's perfectly fine. The only reason I asked, because if they did, I'd have been like, we would like to play some of it.
Yeah. So, no, strictly covers. Okay. That is what they wanted to do.
That's 100% fine, I thought, but I didn't want to be wrong and assume they didn't have original music and not ask for it.
Wrong fit for your show, right fit for Nell's show.
What's that?
If you were to ever play them on your radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could do that, just a cover version of something that they did, if there was anything that was recorded.
Hey, don't look at me. That's...
Yeah, they have some recordings.
Oh, interesting.
They do. They have a few. They have a few recordings that they did so that they could, you know, put it on their website for booking purposes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it would be awesome, but...
yeah, they do. They want to come. They want to come, but
yeah,
we'll
coordinate it at some point.
A matter of,
yeah. It's not like this is a limited time thing. Oh, no, the drunk squirrel. No.
Well, they have wanted for a long time, because they were, you know, discussing the ins and outs of being on the show, mm-hmm. and it would mean essentially a gig, which they have to, like, rent a U-Haul for.
Interesting.
So they were like,
I just figured them showing up and hanging out and talking.
I didn't know they were actually going to play. That's a whole different level.
Well, I mean, they could.
They could.
I mean, that would
almost
be...
But here's the way to do that. They have always wanted to do like an MTV Unplugged kind of thing.
Oh, Rob, I have ideas. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have I got ideas? We need to go on location to an event they're already doing and record the podcast there.
Oh, they could do that. They could do that. Rob just topped me off. He doesn't want me to drive home today. I'm going to have to Uber.
Whatever. Yeah, sure.
Finish the bottle.
I don't want to dump it on my wife's... this is a remarkable. It was like $400. So I'm going to move this right now.
Yeah. That's... yeah.
because I don't want.
That's a good choice.
I don't want to spill it on there because I enjoy being married.
Sorry, if we're scheming, I got to drink more.
Well, the problem is, so the only problem with this, we could have the podcast on location. The problem is, if they're doing covers, there's copyright problems
to have it
on the podcast.
That is
the problem.
Right, so I mean, we wouldn't be, and we've talked music with that
in
the podcast, but I mean, again, that maybe returns us.
Like, we'd have to dig a little deeper into what we could do here because...
Yeah, well, then maybe when I go home, I just...
For a gig?
What's that?
How much does it cost to bring them in for a gig?
Do you want me to say it on air? It's about $500.
Oh, that's cheap.
Shoot. That's it?
I mean, they're four dads who like to play once a month.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I... Looking back, we used to go see Green Eggs back in the day.
Yeah.
And we actually had them. They played our wedding reception
because
we got to like know them all personally just by going so many times. And they played our wedding reception, and they were at the time they were $1,500 to play our wedding reception.
Wow.
And it was we got married in 07.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I'm shocked that you said. I think they're underselling themselves, but that's awesome.
And I'm paying for a single artist to come out to a thing that we're doing at the church, and I'm paying $450 for just one.
Yeah, well, so, I mean the places they play at, that's about the rate.
That's the going rate. Okay.
Yeah.
I might get in trouble for this, but there's a part of me in the back of my head that's running through some of the summer events I do, and I'm going.
Yes, Rob.
What would it be if I did like a '90s family night?
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy Book Lady is in for that.
I call you up and say, hey, I'm doing a thing.
I know.
Yeah, I'm there. Sure.
You texted me like a month ago and you were like, can the Crazy Book Lady come play in May?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she can.
We're 27 minutes into the podcast and this is the first reference to Crazy Book Lady. I'd like to, for the record.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's true. What are you reading right now?
Because
you did mention, you know, make sure your cat doesn't pee on my
book. Yeah. I'd be like, very upset if your cat peed on my book.
You had pants on and you said,
cat doesn't pee on things.
Don't pee on books.
Oh, that's good.
So, no,
I'm glad.
No, it's a very
I'm glad. My dad just recently adopted a deaf cat, but that's... That's a story. Hold on, please. We'll come back to that.
You said dead
time
cat,
out.
And I heard dead cat.
Oh,
I was like, that's a good way to adopt the cat pre-buried. Okay.
Oh no,
Rob, you're a horrible person.
I'm a dog person.
I take back everything I said about you earlier.
No, Snoop Cat is deaf.
Snoop Cat.
His name is Snoop Cat.
That's amazing.
Yes, Snoop Cat, and he has a sister who is an outdoor cat who my dad did not bring into the house, and her name is Martha.
Bertha?
No, Martha.
Oh, Martha.
So he has Snoop.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
So yeah, Snoop he has Cat Snoop Cat and Martha.
I love it.
I kind of love it too. My dad's a fun guy.
Clearly, your dad's a fun guy. If he chose that on his own,
yeah.
I like your dad.
Yeah, my dad's pretty great. My mom's pretty great too. She'll be really upset if she listens and I don't say that she's great. My mom is also great.
Look, we love mom.
So apparently we need to have them on the podcast to talk about Becky as a youth.
Oh,
no.
They'll tell you some stories.
Oh, my God.
They'll tell you some stories.
That
so,
sounds fun.
So if you want to make some ties here. So I went to Jack and Jill preschool when it was in St. Andrews.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
was this?
Many years ago.
I don't want you to make you
way
say how old you are.
Way back in the early 80s.
I retract my question because I don't want you to have to say
how old
you are.
Giving
you
30 years. You and I are the same age.
I mean, close. I'm still older. I'm a little older.
I think you're older by like 3 months.
I'm 40.
Oh.
I think Melinda and I are closer to the same age.
I thought you were closer to me. Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm still the elder.
Yeah. I turned 40 in July.
Nell turns 40 in November, so you and Nell are really close to the same age. Yeah.
All right.
As of recording, I have 399 days.
Ah. So, when I was at Jack and Jill, and this is a fun story about me, they insisted to my parents that I had a hearing problem.
Hmm?
Exactly.
Sorry.
You don't seem to have a hearing problem.
I do not.
Okay.
So they brought me in. They had the specialist, and I had my hearing tested. And it turns out I don't have a hearing problem. I don't want a problem.
I thought that's where, there was, where yeah. this was going.
I could hear the directions. My parents loved to tell this story about me. They're like, you could hear just fine. You just didn't want to do the things that they were telling you to do because you didn't think you had to.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I yeah. like that.
My hearing is excellent.
We cannot bring my mother into this. Mom, I love you. We cannot bring her into this podcast to share stories.
I want to talk about the fact that Jack and Jill was at St. Andrews. I didn't know that.
No. For a long time.
Oh my gosh.
About what year range are we talking about here?
Okay, so I, let's see. I was born in 83.
Without giving away your age.
It's fine. Okay. Who cares?
Or you just did earlier. What am I saying?
Yeah. When we talked on the last episode that I'm a geriatric millennial.
Wow. She's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, that's how I describe it. Because I get very mad at the flannel covers when they are like, Gen X, toast. I'm like, I'm not Gen X.
Yeah, the only Xer in the room is Kenny. Yeah. Actually, the only Xer in the building.
Oh.
That's true, yeah.
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 I missed the cutoff by like 2 years.
All right, so you prefer geriatric millennial.
Yes.
I go with Xennial. And I'm right at the end of what is
millennial. I've heard that term. I don't hate it. But I just think... geriatric millennial is cheeky and fun.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's interesting. So, I don't know, like, so TikTok, right? They have these different, like, trends and things like that,
the tickety-tack.
Right? TikTok or Instagram Reels or whichever. It was like, they always like, you know, I'm a millennial. I do this. And yeah. I'm a millennial. Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff. So, for a while, there was, like, different levels of management styles, like X millennial, and here's my problem. I while I might be a Gen Xer, I definitely have a millennial managerial style.
Yeah,
like, and judging by those TikToks, I don't know if that's like fact, but I'm like, that's totally me. Like, I'm just easy. I'm not like, it's, you know, I don't know. I just relate more to millennials than I do Xers, even though my age would not, you know.
I think I have more Gen X tendencies.
I think that's very interesting how, like, that goes.
Yeah, like, I was absolutely a latchkey kid, which is more of a Gen X thing.
Yeah, mm. Wow.
Like, my sister and I were... probably 7 and 9 and like cooking dinner and
oh nice.
Yeah, but did because like this? Our parents worked and we had to.
Oh,
did we ask this last time, like, where are you in birth order?
Are you do you want to guess first?
Well, I don't know how many siblings
say you
have.
You're like a middle to second.
I'm a middle child.
Yeah.
If you can't tell that I'm a middle child.
Yeah, I was going to say middle.
Look at me. I'm a middle child.
She's like, that's me.
Sorry, part of the reason I ask is, I mean, that in the 80s, you get the middles and the last kids who are almost always the latchkey. But the eldest are always different in the Xer generation. Mm. They're a little more feral.
Did you refer to a child as feral?
See, that's not my sister. My sister is not feral.
Listen, I have a whole grouping of children that I refer to as feral.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister's wonderful. We're very, very close. Actually, I'm really lucky, so I just spilled my drink all over my hand.
That's
fine.
There's more.
I'm going to make everything sticky.
To get you like a wet paper towel or something.
I think we're okay.
Okay.
That's if you fine. Need it's something, not that let serious yet. It's okay.
Okay.
So anyhow, so my sister is, she's about 2.5 years older than I am. And then my brother, who I love, but he was an accident.
That doesn't change your love.
No, I love him so much.
Right, yes.
But he's 8 years younger than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have a brother who's in his early 30s.
And that doesn't help because, I mean, you definitely have that dynamic and kind of, you know, yay, I'm that last child. I have all the attention. Then you have this usurper born.
Right, yeah, as you're getting into it. He really wasn't. Like, from a very young age, I always enjoyed, like, helping to take care of him.
Okay.
But, like, my parents, like, my dad was a music teacher, and he worked in Pottsville for 15 years. Mm. So, like, commuting from Lebanon to Pottsville.
That's a commute.
Yeah, it really is.
Big time.
It really, really is. So he had that commute. My mom was a special ed teacher and a church musician. So yeah. Yeah, Rob knows.
Listen, there's not an element of us that live in fear at the church for the day the organist says, "I'm done."
Yeah. Don't, yeah, and my mom is a church like organist.
They're hard to find.
Yeah.
Because no one is studying the organ anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, yeah. So my parents, very busy. I mean, we growing up were like lower middle class. So my parents worked really, really hard, had me and my sister, and then my brother much, 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 much later. So a lot of like my childhood was like my sister and I taking care of my brother. But the three of us are really close because of it.
That makes sense. So your sister was 10, 11-ish when your brother was born then, right?
Yeah, okay. I was 8. My sister was 10 when my brother was born.
I feel like that helps your parents a little bit. Because, a few years later, maybe not, you weren't ready to take care of another human at
8. Not exactly.
At 8 years old. But a few years down the road, you both were really able to, like, guide your brother.
We really, really were.
Yeah.
We really were. And my sister and I were like the best babysitters in the neighborhood. Like
right?
We were in high demand.
Right. And with your parents, you came at a good price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can believe that. Because if you were already taking care of your brother, that means you have a lot of experience for babysitting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we were like the teenagers who like weren't afraid. Like if you had a newborn, we're like, yeah, we can do that. I don't care. I'll change a diaper. I'll get puked on.
Babysitters are hard to come by, and good ones that you want to like let into your home.
Yeah,
you know.
I'd like to point out this is coming from Kenny. Like, I have questions
about what?
How? Why are you trying to book babysitters?
I'm not booking a babysitter at all.
Uh huh.
No.
He's just commenting on life. Isn't that what you guys do here?
Yeah, I was thinking about
what's our expertise? We drink.
I was thinking about Nell's sister because so she has 2 kids. And so they, like, we always go to them. They live in Ocean Pines, right outside of Ocean City in Maryland. So it's a 3-hour and 45-minute drive for us. And so we always go to them. They don't come to us at this point because they're like kids at that age in a car for 4 hours. Like, yeah, we get it. We'll be fine. We'll come to you, you know? So, yeah, if they would be looking for a babysitter, like we've done things at their house, be like, oh, we're down there. You want to like go out? Let's go out for dinner and some drinks or whatever. And it's been they're like, yeah, we can't find a sitter. Like, so it's not, I guess that's my point to that. It's not super, super easy.
And I pick, but I mean, you are a part of people's lives who do try to find babysitters. Who...
Yeah. Most of the time it's because we want to go out and do something with them and we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, not that I've ever communicated this to you, but you and Nell are actually on that short list where, you know, if anything ever happens, okay, you know, call Ken or Nell, see if they can get the kids.
Yeah, I mean, all joking aside, like, if something were to happen, be like, yeah, we'll take care of you.
You're on that short list, so, I mean.
I appreciate that.
You're there.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot.
I should actually probably share the password we have with the kids for stuff like that, so remind me
of that.
There's
a password?
There is a password.
Okay.
There was an incident a few years back.
Fair enough.
A password now.
Fair enough.
Oh, boy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that one was wild. That one's maybe one to share off mic at some point.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, we won't do this right here. That seems like a bad idea.
I'm still waiting for the call from 60 Minutes kind of story.
Ooh.
Goodness. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wow.
No, it does make me glad, though, that my kids are at the age where, like, okay, so, like...
How old are Becky? How old are you?
They're 11 and 13.
Okay, because I didn't know that. Okay.
They're 11 and 13. So I'm trying to think of the best way to say this.
There's more independence and trust that you can have because we're at this point with Ray and Ad as well because we've got 14 and 11. And it's, okay, if I'm not home for an hour, they're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we talked about this off air. My 13-year-old is home by himself right now.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's
fine. I have like zero worries. Like he's probably like bottom watering his house plants and making dinner. That's what my kid does.
Is he a big plant? Yeah, I guess you had a lot of plants in the house, didn't
He's
you?
He's a plant kid.
Oh, I learned. So over COVID, I got into plants, right? And I learned the art of bottom watering.
Mm-hmm.
And it has changed my plant life.
It is a thing.
Stop your laughing, Rob.
No, it's a thing. I will trip over plastic tubs that are half full of water on bottom watering day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because speaking of like giftedness, so this is a thing. So Grant falls in the gifted and talented spectrum. Now, my other son, very smart. Yes, he is. But as far as like the actual qualifier for gifted and talented, that's my older child. And they usually have a tick. Maybe it's wrong to call it a tick.
No, but I know what you're talking about. There's something that is
there's a thing.
Yeah.
And it changes sometimes, but for a good long while, like, this is their thing. And my kid, my oldest kid, he's a plant kid.
I love that.
Yeah, he's a plant kid. He can grow anything. He can tell you about anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And he found another kid who is also a plant kid. And they're really good friends.
I mean, I feel like if you're a plant kid, you need to find another plant
you
kid.
You do. Right? You do. So they go to the same school. They're just a year apart. And the very funny thing is his plant kid, his friend, is my childhood best friend's son.
You know, the world works in weird ways.
And like they found each other without us. So it's, I mean, we're still friendly with each other, but we're not like best friends like we were when we were kids. Cause you know, that sort of thing happens when you get older.
Yeah.
But I still like her an awful lot. But I just thought it was so funny that like my kid and her kid found each other. And they're both plant kids.
I'm going to say that again. The world works in very weird ways, and it's just like some people were just meant. Right?
I can't argue it.
I mean, how do you explain that? You can't.
Do you really want me to go into the theology of things right now?
I mean, you know, we're too far along in this episode to start, but
yeah, that's
I'll summarize in this. I think there is a grand order and plan.
Yeah.
In the whole of the universe.
So let
a
me.
Grand order and plants?
Plants.
I didn't say plants. Okay.
But you should have, maybe. So on Tuesday night, I'll tell a quick story about, like, in this realm. So Tuesday night, we got invited to a networking event in Lancaster, right? Throne. We had gone to it. This networking group has like different chapters all over Central PA. Every year they have this, what they call a mixer, where all the chapters come together and they're all in the same room. And we happened to, or I, we, but Nell happens to have a client that's a member of this. So we thought, yep, it's a good opportunity to go there and, you know, chat him up and just be face to face, right, with a good client. So we went there. I walked in. And I wasn't in that room for 30 seconds, and I hear, Kenny? And I didn't even, the first Kenny didn't register to me. And then a second time, Kenny? And I turned around, and she says, do you remember me? And I'm staring. I'm like, and I said to her, I said, I feel like I probably should. And she says, David Heiser. And I'm like, holy crap. That's not what I said, but I said, holy crap. So if you've listened to the show on Thursday night, do you remember North Carolina Rob that I talk about?
Yeah, he was your friend in high school.
Right. His sister was at this networking event. They grew up across the street from me. I haven't seen her in at least 30 years. She left the area, went to North Carolina, went to Chicago, and then ended up coming back to Pennsylvania. And now her and her husband own this, like, animal rescue, like, sanctuary situation.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was at this networking event. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? We haven't seen each other for 32, 33 years. And she's like, you walked in. And I'm like, she's like, I know that guy. And we had name tags because we were guests. And she said, I looked at your name tag. She's like, oh, my God. And she's texting her brother. Like, so we took a selfie together. She texted her brother. We were very, like, I spent nights. We slept over at each other's houses. Like, and it was just a full circle, like, situation. It was just unbelievable. And it's weird how the world works. That's, I guess that's my only point to that. It was really cool to see her. And I'm like, wow, what are the chances of us showing up at the same rando event, you know? But anyway, that's all I got.
There's a beauty to it. I don't have any interactions like that from my high school years, so.
I mean,
my world's not small enough yet, I guess.
I work in the same town where I grew up, so I could go on forever. Oh, but
me just going to the Bluebird or Boyer's on a random night is a class reunion.
Oh my gosh, Jared and I were at Ash last night, and at any given moment, it was, you know, someone he knew, somebody I knew, and when we're both going, who was that?
You hate that. Do you remember me?
Well, no. So it was like people I knew. And so my husband is, he's like 3.5, 4 years older
than I.
Is
your husband from Lebanon as well?
Okay. We're both from here.
Okay.
We're both from here. Which, funny story. I don't think I talked about this last time. I at work last year, I had two coworkers who were like Gen Z, and we were sitting around talking about how we met our significant others, or how like we got together with our significant others. And I told them about so my husband and I dated when we were in high school, and then he's a couple years older than I am. So he was a senior in high school when I was a freshman.
Okay.
So we dated for a while. And then he went off to college.
So he's 43 or 44?
He just turned 44.
Where did he go to high school?
Lebanon,
okay.
Yeah, we're both Lebanon
not
kids.
Not Cedar Crest, okay.
No. We are Lebanon City kids, born and raised. We're both city kids.
I was just trying to think, because I'm 46, so I thought if he went to Cedar Crest, what's his last, you know? Because anyway.
Yeah, no.
Obviously, I know his last name because I knew you. Forget it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. There we go. It's okay. This apple pie moonshine is hitting hard.
It's not hitting light.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm texting my sister and saying, hey.
Yeah, good job.
The bottle's empty.
That's a good job.
Yeah, we need another couple jars.
Hear that, Michaela? More.
So he and I dated in high school. He went off to college, and it just, you know, wasn't feasible to continue dating, and we were kids. We weren't like, oh, we're going to be together forever. No.
Get it.
How's that working out for you?
I mean, here we are.
You actually were, though.
Yeah, but we didn't know that at the time. So he went to college. He graduated. He got a teaching job in Virginia, because we're talking like early 2000s, when like now there's a teacher shortage. Mm-hmm. In the early 2000s, like, the market was oversaturated with teachers.
Yeah.
Like, you'd apply to a job with like hundreds of other candidates.
And now you could, you know.
You can walk in and be like, I teach here now. And then an administration would be like, okay, thank you.
Like, give her a name placard.
Yeah. Like, do you have a degree? If you don't, that's not a deal breaker right now.
We just want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you don't have a criminal record. Now, like, but at the time, the market was really oversaturated. He ended up teaching in Virginia. And when he taught in Virginia, there was nobody down there his age. Hmm. So we started talking again. But it was like early cell phone era.
Was this like instant messenger?
I mean, yes, that.
Okay.
But also, like, we both had cell phones.
Okay.
And I'm explaining this to my two like early 20s Gen Z colleagues, and I said, so we would wait until 9 o'clock.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you're gonna say.
Because the minutes are free.
Yes.
Night and weekends.
Yeah. And these two girls, they're looking at me. They're like, why?
That's amazing.
Is that when it's the fun phone conversation?
I said, no, it's because when nights and weekends were free.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So we would call each other after 9 o'clock, and we'd like watch TV together.
Mm-hmm.
After 9 o'clock, we'd watch like reruns of Seinfeld or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And then he got a job back up here and moved up here. And then we started dating again. And then we got married.
So was this like D.C., Virginia, or
no,
like Western,
no,
Southern Western Virginia?
This was like, It was
Deep Woods, Virginia.
Shenandoah, Virginia.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. That's a very different place. Shenandoah 570.
Oh. That's area code.
That's a thing.
That's serious?
Have you met anyone from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania?
You're going to have to help us out here.
Not that I'm aware of.
It's a thing. I don't think I can actually say the rest of it on your show.
I mean, I don't know. Rob said some weird shit on this show.
Well, and there's our first explicit. So
okay,
Ken us explicit.
Crap.
There you go.
This has. You can edit it out if you need to. This has an F-bomb in it.
Okay, go for it.
Well, okay,
you said that.
So I used to not think that this was a real thing because how could it be? Mm-hmm. But my dad taught in Pottsville, and he would always joke about it. Everybody would joke about. How people from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania introduce themselves.
Oh boy.
This is a thing. And I didn't actually realize it until I went to college and I met someone from Shenandoah. And this is really how they introduce themselves. Like you say, where are you from? And they're like, I'm from Shenandoah 570. What the fuck?
Oh.
That's how they introduce. I'm like, no.
Like they expected you to know that.
Yeah, but that is the turn of phrase. That is how they tell you who they are and where they're from.
That's amazing.
It is with their area code and an expletive.
That's awesome.
You can cut that out if you need to.
I'm not cutting it.
No, he's so excited he's taking a selfie. The moonshine is kicking in hard.
No, I just thought that was a good opportunity to
yeah.
Because I have to click on the explicit tab when I upload the episode almost routinely.
You started it, to be fair.
I did. But the last episode I listened to, and I had to go, when I was uploading it to BCast, I'm like, I didn't remember. So I had to go, I'm like, oh, that's right. Rob said cock several times. So I guess I do need to click it.
Okay, look, I can't walk out in public and introduce myself without that being a part of my name.
Well, it's because of the whole, you know, father cock thing, but, you know, it's you have to click it because I don't want to.
Wanted to click that button.
Oh, wow, that's a whole other. All right, so I think we're 52 minutes in, so I think we should
cut it off.
This thing up before we, you know.
Oh, great, we're ending on Shenandoah.
Yes, we're ending on Shenandoah. What the fuck?
Shenandoah 570. What the fuck?
Shenandoah 570. What the fuck?
No, it's very fast.
Oh, it has to be.
It's very fast. It's so fast that you go, wait, what?
What? Say what now?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what to do with this one.
Rob,
I got nothing.
Speaking of, I went line dancing. We went line dancing last night.
Yeah,
in like the boonies of Lancaster. Yeah, at some like sportsman
you say
club.
The boonies of Lancaster, yeah. And I mean outside of Lancaster City, that's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Like if it's not the city, that's everywhere else except for Lititz.
I mean, obviously not with the Amish.
I did a little bit of dancing, and then I was like, no, I'm two left feet, so no.
But it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, and we had like this group that was fun. Jesus was with us, and so he actually did some line dancing, and it's just like
one of these years I want to meet Jesus.
We can have him on the podcast.
We've talked about that.
Yeah,
that's your contact, not mine.
Oh, I mean, he absolutely would come here and be on the podcast. Well, so they have an event at the Lebanon Fairgrounds that they're doing in June. So my friend Jesus owns a wrestling school, like a professional wrestling school, and they host events every single month. He's actually a former WWE guy.
That's cool.
And so he's in Lancaster. He owns a wrestling school, Three Legacies Wrestling, and they do monthly events. In June, their event is at the Lebanon Fairgrounds. And so he's going to come back on the radio show, and maybe we could wrap that up into...
Yeah, maybe we need to go to that event and then have him on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, next Saturday...
Yeah.
At the Lancaster Convention Center is their next event. I'm going... Nell's going to be in Florida.
I'm going to be passed out.
Okay, forget it.
Come on, man. That's Good Friday.
Oh, oh yeah. Right. You're very busy next week. You're very busy, like, tomorrow.
That's true.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing is I am not the busiest. I'm just kind of secondary in all of this.
It's everybody else.
And I'm supporting, but, I mean, it's just, it's chaos week.
Yeah.
So,
no,
and Good Friday, Good Friday always requires, you know, we finish service, I go home, I open a bottle of scotch, and I wake up tomorrow.
Rob, why don't you come here after service and have a couple of drinks before you go home?
I'm not going to object to this.
Why not? I'm off on Friday.
Ooh.
That's right. And you're Sam's wife.
Yeah. And well, no, Nell will still be here Friday. They're leaving Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But she'll be here. Yeah.
We'll talk after this.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
We'll talk they have nothing after going this. I really, literally have nothing going on Friday. So.
All right. We'll talk.
Yeah. I might be editing this podcast on Friday, to be honest with you.
Huh? Well, then we shouldn't be drinking. Well,
that'll be in the
we
morning.
We shouldn't be drinking with microphones, but here we are.
That'll be in the morning. Well. So, yeah. That'll be long since done by then. So, yeah. All right. We're going to wrap this up. We're 55 minutes in now. We said that a few minutes ago, but.
Becky, thank you for being here again. First returning. We got moonshine with us this time.
I love that.
We almost finished the jar. It was very close. Yeah, before Becky leaves, we will.
Well, I figure we got to at least save a sip for Nell if she wants to try it. Melinda's had it because.
But did Nell not have any?
No, we opened it up when we got in here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, well, he like brought it back here.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Opened it.
You're right. He did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that we'll have to save that for Nell. So,
yeah.
All right.
Becky, requested
again,
more.
As Rob said, thank you for coming back.
You are welcome. If you want a three-peater, I will take you on a tour of my Lebanon.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that, but yeah, that was a conversation that there might be another reappearance of Becky in the very near future.
Yeah, we want to get around Lebanon City a little bit, and Becky is going to be our tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
Graciously, she's going to be our tour, or reluctantly, I'm not sure which.
No,
graciously.
I sent some very good
I love
food
it
in
here,
our future.
And I just yeah. want other people to love it as much as I do.
Yeah, and after having the food that Becky brought today, I want to have her take us around, and we get food all day long. Yeah.
You and Craig roasted a whole pig, and that was really good.
It's not as good as that.
That was not as good.
No, it wasn't.
It's magical.
I can.
Yeah.
It's magical.
Man enough to admit that that's some of the best pork that I've ever had. And the only thing that rivals it was some pork that I've had, the Kahlua pork that I've had in Hawaii.
Yep. Oh. That sounds
right.
It's
the only thing that rivals it.
Yeah.
Even my own or Craig's.
All right. So, I'm getting hungry as we
all right,
keep going.
I'm
going
to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to The Drunk Squirrel, and we will catch you again in 2 weeks.
Yep. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to The Drunk Squirrel. No need to pay a tab. Just be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and drop us a line, thedrunksquirrel82@gmail.com. Cheers.